Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and across the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thank you so very much for doing what you're doing to keep America moving along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Parler when it comes back. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and, of course, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, hour number two. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And let's get with the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, the other thing, Kyle, tonight, obviously, besides the snowstorm that's keeping a lot of people occupied in the biggest parts of the most populated areas of the country, is the GOP, the grand old party, has asked federal election officials at the Federal Election Commission for permission to use campaign donations to pay for the bodyguards now needed to guard the members of Congress.
Yeah, well, that's pretty powerful, having to make that kind of request, for sure. Unfortunately, we've seen with a lot of the issues that we saw, especially on January the 6th, it's something that has got to be palpable for them. There's a lot of people, or some small group of people out there, who are absolutely, doing the wrong thing and making the wrong kinds of statements and threats and things like that. And we can't have that.
Now, something else, that's going on right now is this, Marjorie Greene, the freshman representative. She's ruffled a lot of feathers. I think Mitch McConnell doesn't particularly care for her. But the Democrats are demanding that she be removed from the Education Committee in the House of Representatives. And she's a QAnon person, which, you know, they're using all of that against her because of the conspiracy stuff, this, that, and the other. But she's loyal as the day is long, so what do you do? What do you do, Kyle?
Well, you know, the QAnon conspiracy theory stuff is just, I don't know that it has a real place on Capitol Hill with somebody, a member of Congress, and sort of touting these kinds of things. We're talking about unity. We're talking about trying to move forward in this country, and that doesn't really help a lot. And at the same time, there's a temperature that's there as well. So perhaps, you know, at the very least, I think the GOP leadership can do, some sort of intervention here and try to make it clear that, you just don't get too far saying and acting the way that she has been, saying things and acting. So obviously, hopefully there's a way to salvage it. But if not, it's something that goes against, everything that we're trying to build, basically.
Yeah, and there are some fairly weird things going on, to say the least, in Congress right now. I know that the squad and their little compadres, they're trying to get 100 Republicans removed, if you will, 100 Republicans removed from the Congress. Can you believe that?
Well, sure. And again, I'm glad you mentioned the squad, because the people on the squad say and do a lot of weird things too. And what happens is it stymies again the ability to perhaps reach across the aisle and do something.
Let me go over here real well. Okay, she hung up. That was Mary on the telephone line. She just hung up for whatever reason. But she can call back, although we are coming up on a break, so maybe she'll call into the next segment. I don't know. Who knows? But anyway, little Dr. Fauci out there talking about the variant spreading in the U.S. that it's spanning, they need to crush COVID-19 very quickly because it's starting to grow around the country. Okay, here she is again. Let me go back over here. Okay, Mary, what's on your mind? I was waiting on you.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny because you should read the original.
No, no. Come on, give me the program here. You're going to run out of time.
Black Lives Matter original platform. Read that. Thank you.
Oh, whatever. What'd she say, Kyle? I don't get it.
She's talking about trying to read the original platform of Black Lives Matter. I guess that's what she was saying, I believe.
Oh, okay. I didn't quite pick up on what she was saying. But anyway, Black Lives Matter. Yeah, right. I'm going to read their platform. Don't need to know it. Thank you. But anyway, the Secretary of State, Blinken, is saying that he's deeply disturbed by Russia's crackdown on the protesters. Now, he's talking about what we kind of just vaguely dusted by in the first hour. I understand that the girlfriend is going to be fined $200 or something like that for whatever she's done since she's been there.
I believe so, but yes, so what we're seeing happening in Russia, of course, is also very notable, very notable.
5,300 people have been arrested because of this.
Yes, exactly.
All right, hold that thought, and folks will be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. And did you know there's gold waiting in that narrow windshield you got? Because if you give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed put right in the palm of your hand when you get that windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van you're driving. Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. And from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota to Port Charlotte and all places in between and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office, process your insurance, give you a premium quality windshield, and put $100 back in the palm of your hand when you tell them me, the Captain Matt Bruce, sent you. Now, the phone number to call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you to get that $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
Right on cue.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I got to talk about AOC for a minute. You know, she's the gift that keeps on giving. Because incoming freshman Congressman Burgess Owens from Utah ripped AOC for invoking the white supremacist label to make a point about health care. Race has nothing to do with health care. It doesn't matter what the hell color you are. If you want health care, you can get health care. You can go to a hospital, an emergency room, and they have to treat you because there's something called Medicaid.
Right, exactly. Well, she may be using it in some larger context and
well,
so forth.
Well, she is.
But again, a lot of her remarks typically are made to be, you know, larger than life and in some degree in, politically incendiary and this kind of thing.
Yeah.
A shock value, I guess,
yeah,
is what I'm getting at.
Now, Bernie Sanders, or however, was pretty close to that one. Bernie Sanders, he wants Medicare for all. And that, there's no way in hell, because the government would call the shots on everything, number one. And number two, they don't have enough doctors and nurses and hospital space to do something like that.
Well, sure. And again, you know, the idea, now, even when Obamacare came along, it really was touted as sort of an option. Here's an option for folks who may not be able to obtain health care some other way.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. When they're talking about Medicare for all, what they're really talking about, and even then, candidate Kamala Harris talked about this, and of course she, I think she's sort of modified this since then, but they're really talking about outlawing private health care insurance.
Right.
That's how they should be looking at it.
And let's go to the phone line real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Just chiming in. How you doing, sir?
Well, we are doing excellent. We hope you are, too, because the Bucks are going to win the Super Bowl.
No doubt about it. I know you won't believe me, but I called the Glazers and told them if they had Tom Brady here, I'd have him in the Super Bowl. I won 3 games in a row, so we're going to win this one, too. But let's get down to business, because I am the Vincent T. Lombardi of pro football. Here we go now. Back to business here with these clowns. You know what's amazing about Democrats? You know, when they shop for themselves at the store and for their family, they look for a bargain. But when they try and govern for us, they do the worst business deals. They're the worst. They're worst practitioners of their own dollar, and they waste our money on stupid stuff that doesn't work. That's the synopsis of a Democrat. Okay, everything they Trump compared to Trump for the business compared to what these people, it's night and day. Okay, but you know it's amazing that they make $170,000 or $250,000 with perks as a senator, but they want the American people to make $1,000 a month with their stimulus. And they shut down the game. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. The Democrats are a disgrace to running anything, and they shouldn't be in charge of anything, and their business practices are terrible. God bless Burgess Owens for calling out AOC because your businesses suck. Let's go, America. Save the country, please.
Thank you, Todd, and that's Todd in Tampa. We appreciate him. Meantime, let's go over to Mary. Mary's back on the line. What is it, Mary?
Captain, speaking of Bernie Sanders, have you seen the picture of him sitting in the...
Absolutely. I want a pair of those mittens.
You know, he doesn't look too happy to me.
Well, why would he? Nobody wanted to sit with him.
Wasn't
that obvious?
I want a pair
of the mittens, though. I mean, really, give me a pair of the mittens.
He didn't look happy. Social distancing, the whole works. I think he was mad about something else.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Bernie didn't look happy, did he, Kyle?
No, he really didn't. I mean, honestly, you would think that he would be happy on the greatest day of Joe Biden getting inaugurated. He'd seem to be elsewhere.
Well, I skipped over something we were talking about, little Dr. Fauci, and I didn't mean to do it because I'm going to go back to it. Wait a minute. I'm going to do a Jim Psaki. I'm going to circle back to it.
Circling back.
Yeah, I'm circling back. Roger. Here we
that.
Go.
Yeah.
I'm circling back. The Biden administration approved. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
A $230 million deal for, here it comes, at-home COVID testing. Yes, folks, you can now do your own testing to see whether or not you've got COVID-19 at home once this $230 million hits the testing platform.
Wow. Well, I mean, is this the kind of test that you'd send off somewhere, or is it something that actually tells you that it's, you know, like it'll be very, very quick?
I don't know.
I think you'd have to still send it off somewhere.
I don't know. Let's shift them back over the lines here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. This is Mary from Fessner.
Yes, what's up?
Captain, today is my birthday, February 2nd.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm very disappointed in our new president because I have not heard an encouraging State of the Union speech from him yet.
That's right. Yeah, when is that? That's coming up, in a couple of weeks, Kyle?
I think so, yeah.
So you'll have to wait a couple of weeks. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Yeah, okay. Well, if she was in Georgia, I would say she's probably calling about the $2,000 check.
Right.
And I can't believe it. Those people are still, we're supposed to get $2,000 and we're only going to get $1,400. What's going on here? And they're mad. They are mad. They are fighting mad. You ought to hear them calling into the affiliate up there in Atlanta, which, hello, Atlanta. I hope everybody's doing good. I've been hearing the reports from the program director. The calls are getting in there about the people that are really ticked off about not getting their $2,000.
Well, and they'll remember that when it comes time to vote
okay.
in a couple of years, yeah.
Okay, now, here we go. Are you ready for this one?
Yep.
A group of Republicans in Georgia have launched a new committee called the Stop Stacey Committee. They are going after Stacey Abrams to fight fire with fire. It's about damn time they figure this out. And they are really seriously going to go after Stacey Abrams, who, oh, by the way, Georgia, in case you didn't hear me in the first hour, she has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
She has. That's right. And the person that nominated her said she was essentially following the work of Dr. Martin Luther King. That was his rationale for the nomination. But you know, Captain, again, that this, you know, in politics, you have to step up, and there are different means and different way of persuading people and so forth, in the sense of making your argument in the big marketplace of ideas. And that's, I think, what the Stop Stacey campaign, you know, really would be all about. Because again, you know, I actually think she's much more of a lightning rod sort of divisive figure rather than someone who's, you know, sort of going out there with the Democrat Party line. In other words, she sort of morphed into that because, you know, as far as I remember, Captain, and correct me if I'm wrong, she's never conceded the gubernatorial election to this point. I don't think that she has.
By the way, I'm going to circle back. I'm going to have some fun with this one. I'm going to circle back to AOC. You ready?
Yep.
So we're circling back to AOC. She said out of the clear blue sky that she was a survivor of sexual assault during a talk about the D.C. riot and why she was so afraid of the people with the guns that were members of Congress and the fact that she felt so threatened by Senator Ted Cruz and that he was trying to kill her.
Well, I think that generally speaking, the idea that Ted Cruz is trying to get her, quote unquote, get her killed,
she is whacked out.
Yeah, I think that that starts to really to go beyond the pale.
Too much dope in her younger years.
Well, but it doesn't tamp down the temperature of anything. As far as her statements about being assaulted in the past, it's unfortunate. There's too many women in our society, Captain, who have similar stories like that, and that is a terrible thing in and of itself. It's very sad.
Yeah, it is, and it's too bad because AOC's Ted Cruz tweet is still sparking the growing pushback coming from the House Republicans over that, and they want her reprimanded, censured, or something, whatever the deal is. Nancy's not going to do anything to her. She's scared to death of her.
You're right about that, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, all they're going to do is go, oh, please, AOC, please, AOC, please be nice, play nice now. Remember, there's more sand in the sandbox. Alrighty, we're coming back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A
group of 10 Republican senators sat down with President Biden at the White House Monday evening to begin negotiations over a COVID relief package. During the two-hour session, the senators laid out their $618 billion counterproposal to the president's $1.9 trillion relief package. Senator Bill Cassidy is a part of that group that went to the White House, and the Louisiana Republican tells CNBC that there should be some optimism that a compromise can be reached.
There was common ground that we've got to take care of the American people. The president said, listen, we may disagree on some things, but we're not going to disagree on the need to take care of those in need. Now, Republicans offered for something more focused, but another bit of common ground is that we're talking from data. What does the data show that we need? And the president's going to have his staff get back to us, and we'll kind of compare our data points. That's good news.
This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'll tell you what, if you've been injured or hurt on the job, or maybe you've had an auto accident and you need some really good legal advice, listen to these folks. The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrow won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Fair will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit farahandfarah.com. Now, the website is farahandfarah.com. You spell Farah, F-A-R-A-H, so it's F-A-R-A-H, farahandfarah.com. But they have a 24-7 number that you can call. That number is 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. Call that number. Tell them your information. They'll give, they'll go over it briefly with you, what the process is and all that. And then, they'll set up an appointment and away you go. Very simple. Farahandfarah.com. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, not to be outdone, New York, New York, Governor Cuomo is in big trouble over this nursing home stuff. Was that fair to assume?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Well, at least 9 of his top New York State health officials have resigned or retired from their posts in the past few days, mid-pandemic, over concerns that they've been stuck out, hung out to dry, sidelined, and boxed out by the one and only governor who's not taking any responsibility for the actions that he himself created when he ordered the people, by his own order, to go from the hospitals back to the nursing home.
Yes, exactly. And we understand, Captain, that as a result of all of these different things, that that being, of course, I think the first and foremost issue that he created, but he caused the state health department to just have morale just go way down as a result of how he's handled these situations, how he handled the people in the health department, basically, and a lot of the consternation that he caused.
Now, we talked a little bit about this story, but I'm going to go back to it because, and by the way, we're circling back, Kyle.
Roger that.
Yeah, we're circling back. Okay. this is about this Navalny character in Russia. The story headline is, Russian prosecutors seek Navalny jail term as Kremlin tells the U.S. to back off. That's the story coming over the wire right now.
Yeah, very interesting. Very, very interesting. And again, you know, this is another one of those tests that is coming up for this administration and how they react to these kinds of things. And Myanmar is another great example that, as we talked about the breaking news last night on the program. How they handle this is going to really set the tone, and perhaps even moving forward with how the White House even can deal with the Kremlin on any level.
Yeah. Now, we've got another situation brewing, and the question is, what's going to be worse, China or Iran? We already know that China has been flexing their muscle all over the South China Sea and beyond, across Southeast Asia. And we know that China literally owns the Bidens because of all the different financial dealings we've heard going on. But let's talk about Iran for a minute, because apparently the Biden administration and at least the Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, now agrees with what Israel has come out and told us about 2 weeks ago. He said Iran could be just weeks away from the materials for a nuclear warhead to put up on top of a missile and point it anywhere in Israel.
That's true. That's very true. And again, all through the campaign, what was the message? Well, President Trump has gone crazy, and he doesn't know how to deal with Iran, and we're going to get back on the Iran nuclear deal, even though it was a horrifically bad deal. And I think that they began to give the Iranian regime the notion that, hey, if there's a change in the White House, then we're going to be kind of home free on this stuff. And why run over there and try to rejoin the agreement when we know that it's a bad agreement? We have to go down the laundry list of all the things about inspections and how you have to have all this notice and all this other stuff. But right, you see, when Iran has that real capability, they could use it, because they're also, they've been driven to a lot of desperation because the sanctions were working. And instead of following through and making sure that Iran is not capable of realizing these goals and then having a real threat against Israel, I mean, like in the near term, that if that happens, that all hell could break loose, and it could break loose like tomorrow morning. That's how close all this stuff is.
Well, Iran has already said they want the sanctions removed before they talk about nuclear weapons.
Well, right. See, and that's the wrong path, because the idea is to stop the Iranian regime, not the Iranian people, but the Iranian regime from, again, being further emboldened. You see, Captain, the mullahs and the regime leaders, they believe that they are the, quote, stabilizing influence in the Middle East. They believe that their way, their hegemony, is the thing that's supposed to be spread throughout the Middle East. And by isolating Iran, this is why the Trump administration, and again, Jared Kushner, nominated for the Peace Prize, this is how they were able to get these different Arab states to come on board and say, let's make deals with Israel, because they realized that Iran was being shut out in that regard. If Iran's no longer shut out, all bets are off, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that because Iran cannot be trusted. We couldn't trust him before, can't trust him now. California, you got the governor recall going there. I'm being told again that you're getting very close to having the numbers that you need on the recall petition, but you've got candidates starting to pop up right now. Where are we at with all that, and who do you think might be the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to replacing Gavin Newsom?
Well, you know, I think that there's the San Diego mayor, I think, has already sort of made his...
one that said he had $1 million already?
Right, exactly.
He's going to need more than that.
Well, right, and again, but once it really starts to heat up, I mean, this is possibly going to be, you know, something that could is doable, because the idea of what Gavin Newsom has been doing, all the lockdowns, the inconsistencies with it all, the blatant political situation that he's dealing or that he is creating here as a result of this, just has left such a bad taste in the mouth of so many Californians, Republican and Democrat and Independent, that they are ready for a change, I think, Captain. But even if when these signatures come through, and of course Tom Bilbocchero is leading the fight on this, he's the edge of the spear on this thing, the tip of the spear, I should say. Once those signatures come in, it may not be until the fall when you actually have a ballot for a recall. But I just don't see what Gavin Newsom could do right now that would really start to reverse the perception that he has throughout the state.
Well, I have been paying attention to this, and I've got a number of people in California that have called me about this, and they've said, you know, hey, we're gonna get this guy out. He's no good. We need to get somebody in there, perhaps a businessman that doesn't have any connections to politics and run this just like a business, which is the way I think Arnold Schwarzenegger did it before he went downhill. But I think that's the way that he did when he came in there and straightened things out for, was it Gray Davis at the time?
It was Gray Davis who was recalled. That's right.
So this is not, your first rodeo out there.
No, it's not. And I recall when Schwarzenegger was running and so forth, and he was able to capitalize, of course, on his cachet as a movie star and so forth. Again, he did come in with a similar kind of thing, that he was going to clean house, that he was going to put things right, this kind of stuff. In this particular case, Captain, California has such a large economy under normal circumstances, and we're far from that, of course, but to have California being the state that it's in terms of spending, of quality of life, of people leaving the state and taking their business away from the state, taking it to Texas, taking it to, well, even to your state, Florida, because the incentives are there, because people want to be able to make money, and they can't do that very well in California right now.
No, they can't. They're not going to be able to as long as they have that guy in charge out there. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And, yes, we're going to take a look at the weather again, see if anything's changed up there in the big old northeastern part of the United States. Probably not, but we're going to take a look and let you know. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeenGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And we want to thank you very much for being there for us and for listening to us tonight. And this part of the program brought to you by our very good friends over at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. And don't forget that it is all about them, especially when you're out there in the middle of a snowstorm. You look for the Pilots of Flying J's, pull on into there, and you know you're going to be able to get some good food, a nice warm place to be, get your laundry done, get your truck service if it needs to be serviced, whatever the situation is. You know all that is going to happen at the Pilot and Flying J. So when you see them out there in the highway, stop by and check them out and tell them the Captain sent you. You make sure you get that free hot cup of coffee. And don't forget that along with that free hot cup of coffee, if you tell them you want to become a member of the Drivers Club, it gets better. All right. Here we go.
Time to be on. But I tell myself.
ladies and gentlemen. It's Gretchen Wilson along with the great Annie Wilson from Heart, and they are singing in a concert. Obviously, it's a country CMT special that was on TV a few years ago. And, Kyle, I'll tell you what, you talk about belting it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the way that they're singing, and of course, Annie Wilson coming in there as well, and Gretchen. Really a great cover of that song.
Well, let's keep going because you got a bunch of weather here. A powerful nor'easter, folks, is still hanging in there. Winter storm continues to impact much of the northeast New England with a variety of hazards, widespread heavy snow, gusty winds, near blizzard conditions in some of the rural areas, and coastal impacts are very likely. You can expect major to extreme impacts across the region for travel from Pennsylvania to Maine, including from Philadelphia to New York and Boston metro areas. Travel is not recommended right now in many parts of New England up I-95 because of this weather. And you said your daughter's in Boston looking out the window going, oh, it's snowing.
Yeah, she sure is. And it's been snowing a lot. And, so it's really coming down, or was at least in the last day or so. Exactly.
What's going on out west of the weather?
Well, what's happening out west right now, Captain, we're going to start in Big Sky Country again this hour. We're going to go up to Montana, where we've got a winter weather advisory, this along I-90, coming through Bozeman. And now it looks like that weather advisory is going to start to extend eastward along I-90 past Big Timber, Columbus, Laurel, and then down into the Crow Indian Reservation as I-90 heads down into Wyoming. So be careful there. Also, in western Washington tonight, we do have winter weather advisory. This coming across I-90 as well. If you're heading from Ellensburg towards Bellevue, Seattle area, you've got a winter weather advisory to contend with. This continues down the western part of the state. On the eastern side of the of Interstate 5, down towards the California border, where we also have winter storm warnings. Another winter storm warning, this coming across I-80. If you're heading from Reno to Sacramento, just as we've seen over the last several days, you want to be careful in that stretch as well. Then winter storm warning also near the Reno Carson City area, and continuing on down south of Yosemite National Park, down towards the Sequoia, Giant Sequoia National Monument in Central California. And that's what, and also one other thing topping it off, Captain, high wind watch along I-80 near Cheyenne, Wyoming, heading westward towards Elk Mountain, where they probably have snow in the higher elevations as well. And that's what it looks like out west tonight.
Okay, starting with North Dakota, central North Dakota, and actually almost over to Fargo, certainly over to Bismarck. You've got dense fog all the way from the Canadian border south down into South Dakota to include Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Sioux City, Iowa, in the northwestern corner of Iowa. Dense fog there. And over in Nebraska tonight, the central southern part of Nebraska, dense fog on down into Kansas, and then from about Goodland, Kansas, all the way over to just about Leavenworth right now, you have got dense fog along I-70, so be advised there. Now, moving along, let's start with, we'll go down to Tennessee. In the mountainous areas, Tennessee, coming up I-81 out of Knoxville, you're going to have snow on and off all the way up through to Pennsylvania. Then on I-81, continuing your trek up on towards Harrisburg, by the time you get to the Pennsylvania line in Harrisburg, you're going to be in some really heavy snow and weather conditions there, not to forget about the wind and some other things. And don't forget that all of New England right now is under a winter storm warning, all of New England, and it's snowing all across from Canada down to the Atlantic Ocean when it comes to Maine, when it comes to New Hampshire, when it comes to Connecticut, Rhode Island, Long Island, New York State, all the way down to New York City. The snow might have let up a little bit in New York, but that's about where we're at right now. And Florida, cold, cold, cold in Florida. Freeze warnings in North Florida, and then on down south to Daytona, on down to Lake Okeechobee. You've got some frost, and you've got some other weather conditions, if you will. So there you go. And Kyle, go ahead and give us the how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, very good. And Kyle Warren is leaving, and guess who's joining us? Denise Simon. Okay, here we go. China, the ominous threat of China. Who's worse, China or Iran?
Well, I don't
know that there's one really worse than the other. I mean, if Iran, if what they say is weeks away from having the bomb, therein lies a big problem. Now, Iran has caused us a lot of heartache because of their proxy military operatives around the Middle East. So we have to have, you know, we get into these military conflicts and we have to have troops everywhere. But China, you know, they're a lot more obscure. They've been stealing and stealing and stealing and stealing and stealing from us and then using that technology, that intelligence, against us. So I don't know that I can necessarily rank one over the other.
Well, China is doing what they're doing, but Iran, ironically, and by the way, we first heard about the nuclear weapons from the Israeli defense minister probably 2, maybe 3 weeks ago when I first talked about it here at night, coming from one of the Israeli news agencies, because that's how I heard about it to begin with. But they just tested a missile within the last 48 hours over there, which is an ICBM missile that can hit Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's dangerous, because now you got a situation where if they got the warhead, and I think they got the bomb at least, if they've got that, they put that on a missile and just point it towards, oh, I don't know, Germany, just for the hell of it. I mean, it is what it is, but you can't trust Iran. You can't trust China, but I think Iran is worse.
Okay.
That's just my opinion, but I just wanted to see what you thought, because there's a lot of conjecture out there today about the ominous threat of China. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the story and I'm going, wait a minute, how about Iran?
Well, what would the world necessarily do if China completely blocks and takes ownership of all the transit points in the South China Sea?
And invades Taiwan.
Right. But look what they also did to the world with the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They shut it down.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So it I don't know if you can measure one over the other.
Nope. It's really, really, and by the way, here comes the music up in my ear. It's really, really, really getting down to where things are. No more nitpicking here. You gotta take a look at what's going on. Very long and hard. All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.